Florida's Everglades are known for their alligators, but now another reptile is king, the invasive Burmese python. A group of veterans who call themselves the Swamp Apes have found that hunting these snakes can help the environment while also treating their combat-induced PTSD. Maria Bacalapolo has the story from the Everglades.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Get those pythons rolling.
Meet Thomas Rahill, founder of the Swamp Apes.
Pythoning is nothing like you'd expect it to be, but it's everything you'd hope for.
Rahill and other members of his nonprofit are on a nighttime drive in search of big, dark shadows slithering across the road.
When you come across a really big python, I don't care where you are, it's extreme. They're an amazing animal, very dangerous animal. You have to know what you're doing.
The Swamp Apes are a group of mostly military veterans. The program gives the vets a chance to use their combat training to help conserve the Everglades ecology.
The point of this is to get veterans the opportunity to transition into a civilian society and celebrate their military service and appreciate their military service.
The Burmese python was first sighted in the Everglades in the 1980s, released by irresponsible pet owners, and now numbers are estimated in the tens of thousands. It is devastating the native wildlife in one of America's unique ecosystems. Sergeant Major Tom Acock serves in the Army Active Guard Reserve in Homestead, Florida. As a Swamp Apes mentor, he helps the men as they dig out a hole in the side of a levee in search of a python nest.
It's a distinctive feel when you hit that. And we know what they feel like from holding them so much.
After 20 minutes, he concludes the snake has escaped into a deeper, inaccessible part of the levee. The men are unfazed and move on.
The military teaches you endurance, and it teaches you patience. And a lot of times, you know, being out here looking for these snakes, each time 6-7 hours looking for these things, and they're not evolving, you have to find a way to dig down deep and say, you know, this is the mission.
One of the members of the Swamp Apes is Joe Medina. He joined the Navy right after high school in 2000, as he says, for all the right reasons, to serve his country. He wanted to have an adventurous life, but when he left the service after 5 years and returned to society, he felt alienated.
Oftentimes I have difficulty sleeping. I'm constantly alert. I'm oftentimes hypervigilant. I started thinking about the war more, things started showing up more.
After his service, Medina started working at a VA hospital, but found it triggered his PTSD. He doesn't like to talk about it, but knew he needed something to channel his energy.
Well, I really don't want to get into, like, you know, dead bodies and killing people. But I will say that hunting for pythons definitely helps. At least I have something to look for and, you know, kill.
Right underneath me.
Got him?
Yep.
Finally, after 12 hours of looking, the crew finds a huge python, its head twisting and biting as they stretch it out and haul it up the road. It turns out to be 15 feet long.
He's an animal!
That is the adrenaline rush Joe Medina was looking for.
There was no words that could describe the feelings that I had. It was unbelievable. To see such a large predator that did not belong in my environment.
The Swamp Apes have set their sights on cementing the value of wilderness programs in PTSD therapy and expanding the model to other parts of America. And just this fall, researchers from the University of South Florida touted the benefits of the program to the American Public Health Association. For Here and Now, I'm Maria Bacalapolo.
And Maria's story comes to us from the American Homefront Project, a public media collaboration that reports on American military life and veterans.